I want you to visualize a very specific, a very painful moment. It's 4 p.m. on a Friday. Your boss, or maybe a client, slacks you and says, "Hey, can you just whip up a quick guide on how to run that report?"
Oh, the dreaded quick guide. Yes. Sounds so innocent.
Right. And you know exactly what's about to happen. You open Microsoft Word, you take a screenshot, you realize you captured your Spotify playlist in the corner, so you do it again.
Of course.
You open up Paint to draw that jagged little red arrow pointing at the submit button, you paste it back in, and like 2 hours later, you have this 15-page document that looks like a ransom note.
And you have that sinking feeling.
That sinking realization that absolutely nobody is going to read it.
Exactly. It's the documentation nightmare. And the tragedy isn't just the time you lost. The tragedy is that you are right. Statistically, no one reads it. We are living in a scrolling, watching, listening economy.
Mm-hmm.
People want a 60-second video or a podcast they can listen to while they commute. They do not want a PDF that looks like it was made in 1995.
But here's the friction point, right? We all know we should be making videos and audio guides, but I'm not a video editor. I don't have a studio. I don't have a voice actor budget. So I'm stuck. I'm stuck with the screenshots.
And that is the bottleneck we are breaking today. We are going to look at a stack, two specific tools from our source material that when you smash them together, they solve this problem.
Okay.
We're going to see if we can turn that boring manual documentation process into a multimedia empire, video, audio, text, multiple languages without you ever turning on a microphone or hiring a creative team.
I love a good efficiency hack. So what are the tools?
We're building what you could call a content infrastructure.
Yeah.
On the input side, the capture layer, we have a tool called Folge. And on the output side, the engine, we have the Auto Content API.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. The input layer. We need to get the knowledge out of my head and into a computer. You mentioned Folge. I've looked at the reviews, and people are surprisingly passionate about what looks like a screenshot tool.
It looks like one, but it functions more like a process miner. The problem with the print screen button on your keyboard is that it's dumb. It captures pixels, but it creates zero context, and it breaks your flow.
Oh, completely. It start, stop. It just breaks your concentration.
Exactly. Folge flips the physics of it. It's a desktop application, Mac or Windows, that sits quietly in the background. It watches you work, you hit record, and you just do the task. Run the payroll, configure the firewall, whatever.
Every time I click.
Every single time you click your mouse, Folge automatically snaps a screenshot, highlights a button you clicked, and creates a step in a timeline.
So I'm just doing the work naturally. I'm not pausing to take pictures.
You just do the work. When you're done, you hit stop, and suddenly you have a numbered step-by-step guide. But here is the magic step the sources highlight, context.
Okay.
Because it's software, not just a clipboard. You can bulk edit. You can blur out sensitive data across all screenshots instantly. You can add those magnifiers and arrows non-destructively.
You know, that blurring feature is actually a massive deal. I can't tell you how many times I've seen internal docs where someone accidentally left a client's email or a password visible in the corner.
And that touches on a critical differentiator for Folge, privacy. We live in a SaaS world. Usually to get this kind of automation, you have to upload your data to the cloud.
Right. Send it to some server somewhere.
But Folge is local. It works 100% on your machine. Your data doesn't touch a server unless you explicitly choose to share it.
Which for healthcare, finance, or anyone with an NDA is a non-negotiable requirement.
Precisely. So at this point in our workflow, we have solved the creation problem. You did the task once, and Folge generated a polished step-by-step visual guide. It exports to PDF, Word, HTML, and this is the crucial part for what we're about to do, JSON.
Okay, pause there. JSON. I see that acronym all the time, JSON. To me, it sounds like code, which, you know, usually means too complicated for me.
Right.
Why does JSON matter here?
Think of JSON as the universal language of the internet. A PDF is designed for human eyes. It's locked formatting. JSON is structured data. It breaks your guide down into its raw components. Step one, text. Step one, image. Step two, text.
Oh, I see.
Because it's structured, machines can read it, understand it, and, well, manipulate it.
So a PDF is a finished painting. JSON is the bucket of paint in the canvas, separated so you can paint something new with it.
That is a perfect analogy. And because Folge gives us that bucket of raw materials, that JSON file, we can now feed it into our engine. And this brings us to the Auto Content API.
Now, I read the documentation for Auto Content API. It positions itself as an industrial engine for content transformation. It explicitly calls itself a Notebook LM API alternative. We've talked about Notebook LM before, that Google tool where you upload a PDF and two AI hosts chat about it. It's fun. Why do we need an alternative?
Notebook LM is incredible, but it's a consumer tool. It's an island. You have to manually log in, drag a file, wait, and then listen. You can't automate it. You can't plug it into a system. AutoContent is an API and application programming interface. It's designed to be the plumbing behind the walls. You connect it to tools like Zapier or Make.com.
So Notebook LM is like a home kitchen where I make one sandwich at a time. AutoContent is the factory line that makes 10,000 sandwiches while I'm asleep.
Yes, exactly. And the philosophy here is content transformation. The goal isn't just to generate random AI text from a prompt. The goal is to take an existing high-value asset, that guide you just made in Folge, and reshape it into formats that fit the attention economy.
Okay, let's prove it. I want to build this hypothetical workflow. This is the synergy segment. I have my boring technical manual from Folge on how to onboard a new employee. I've got the JSON file. Walk me through the transformation.
Step one, you create the guide in Folge. You export the JSON. Step two, you set up an automation, say, in Make.com that watches a folder. When you drop that file in, it sends it to the AutoContent API. Now let's look at transformation number one, video.
Video, usually this is where the budget dies.
Usually. But the API has an endpoint specifically for explainer videos. It parses your Folge JSON. It takes the text instructions you wrote, click the login button, enter the credentials, and it generates a script.
The script for what?
Then it uses AI avatars to present it.
We're talking heads.
Yes. But hold your skepticism. We aren't talking about those robotic, jerky avatars from, 3 years ago. We are talking about professional, lip-synced avatars. You can choose a professional woman, a casual speaker, complete with subtitles and background music.
Okay, so wait.
The API outputs a 60 to 90 second horizontal video for your help desk, or a vertical 9.16 short for TikTok.
I want to dwell on the utility of this. I created a document, I didn't touch a camera, I didn't write a script, and now I have a vertical video of a person explaining my process.
Correct. And think about the maintenance aspect. Let's say the software updates and the login button moves. In the old world, you'd have to call the video team, rebook the actor, relight the studio.
Oh God, the whole thing. Reshoot the whole thing.
Here, you update the step in Folge, the JSON updates, and the API renders a new video automatically.
That is dangerously efficient. It turns a static support doc into an SEO asset. Because if I put that video on my landing page, people stay longer.
Exactly. That's dwell time.
Yeah.
Google sees people watching a video and thinks this page is valuable, so it ranks you higher. You're winning on SEO just by having the video exist.
Okay, but I'm an audio guy. I listen to everything at 2x speed. What about transformation number two?
This addresses the Notebook LM gap. Let's say you have a field technician, someone fixing HVAC systems. They need to know how to troubleshoot a specific error code. They're driving to the client site. They cannot read a PDF. They cannot watch a video.
They need it in their ears.
The AutoContent API can take that same Folge data and transform it into a multi-speaker podcast.
Like this. Two AI agents discussing the troubleshooting steps.
Just like this. It uses a host and expert dynamic. It's not just robotic text-to-speech reading bullet points. It's a dialogue. The API manages the back and forth, the intonation, the pacing. It turns a dry technical SOP into an actual conversation.
That's wild. It's literally knowledge transfer on autopilot. You could have an internal podcast network for your company where every new policy update is just an episode in the feed instead of an email nobody reads.
Precisely. It creates mental availability. Mm-hmm. You're meeting the learner where they are.
Yeah.
But there's a third transformation that I think is the biggest multiplier of all.
Oh.
Global scale.
Right. Because Folge captures my screen in English. My notes are in English.
The AutoContent API supports over 50 languages. You can set up the workflow so that the moment you upload that English guide, the system automatically transcribes, translates, and resynthesizes the video and audio into Spanish, German, Japanese, and Hindi.
Wait, resynthesize. You mean the avatar speaks Spanish?
The avatar speaks Spanish. The podcast hosts speak German. The subtitles are in Japanese. Instantly.
So the logistics of doing that manually make my head hurt. You'd need a translation agency, foreign voice actors for every single language, editors to sync the lips. It would take months.
And tens of thousands of dollars. Which brings us to the economics of this. Because usually when we hear enterprise automation, we assume it's priced for the Fortune 500.
Yeah, let's talk numbers. Is this accessible for a normal business?
Let's look at the cost comparison provided in the sources. If you were to produce a single podcast episode, manually hiring a writer, voice actors, a sound engineer, It costs anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
Depending on quality, yeah.
A custom video. $300 minimum for something basic.
And the API away.
The Auto Content API operates on a credit model. A podcast episode costs roughly 10 cents to 2 euros.
10 cents.
A short video is around 4 euros.
4 euros.
Yeah.
For a video that replaces a $300 outsourced job.
That is the order of magnitude shift we are discussing. And this leads to a really interesting concept called the long tail ROI.
Okay, break that down.
In the old model, because video was expensive, you could only justify making videos for your blockbusters, your main product features, the top 20% of your content. You couldn't afford to make a video for some weird error message that only 10 people a month search for.
Right, it just wasn't worth the budget.
But at 4 euros per video, you can cover everything. You can create high-quality video and audio for the long tail. Those thousands of niche questions and edge cases.
And that solves the thin content problem in SEO.
Yeah.
Usually those niche pages are just empty or have like one sentence. Now you can dominate those search terms because you have a full multimedia suite for a question nobody else bothered to answer properly.
Exactly. It's a volume game that just wasn't possible before. You are flooding the zone with helpful content.
I want to pivot to something else I saw in the auto content source material. It mentioned deep research. How does that fit in? Because Folge is about capturing my knowledge. What is in my head? What does the API add to that?
This is where we move into future proofing. The Auto Content API isn't just a formatter. It's an intelligence engine. It has a deep research endpoint. It uses agents to browse the live websites like the SEC, the Financial Times, reputable sources.
So how would I combine that with a screenshot tool?
And imagine you use Folge to document a technical process.
Yeah,
say,
yeah.
How to configure a firewall. That's the how. You feed that to Auto Content. Then you trigger the deep research agent to find the why.
The why.
The API goes out. It finds recent cybersecurity breaches related to that specific firewall. It finds the latest compliance regulations. And it weaves that context into the podcast intro or the video script.
Oh, I see. So the guide isn't just click A, click B. It becomes, here is why clicking A protects you from the vulnerability that was discovered last week.
Precisely. It enriches your proprietary knowledge with external up-to-the-minute context. And this capability extends to something called newsjacking.
I love that term. It sounds aggressive.
It's strategic. The API can listen to social feeds, X, Reddit. It can identify trending topics. So let's say a specific software bug is trending on Reddit. The system can alert you. You quickly make a Folge guide on how to fix it.
Okay.
You feed it to the API. Within minutes, you have a video and a podcast episode addressing a viral problem while it is still viral.
That is speed that a human team just cannot match. By the time you've booked the meeting to discuss the script, the trend is over.
And there's one more layer to this future-proofing concept that I think is critical for our listeners to understand. It's the idea of the agentic web.
The agentic web. I keep hearing this. Define it for us in plain English.
We are moving from a web where humans search for things to a web where AI agents search for things on our behalf. When you ask ChatGPT a question, it is an agent looking for answers.
Right. It's doing the Googling for me.
Well, here is the secret. These agents love structured data. They love JSON. They love clear, step-by-step logic. They hate messy, unstructured HTML.
So if I just have a messy Word doc uploaded to my site, the AI might struggle to parse it.
Exactly. But by using Folge, you are creating that structured JSON data. By using Auto Content, you are creating clean transcripts and metadata. You are essentially formatting your knowledge in the exact native language that future AI agents need to read to recommend you as the answer.
So I'm not just making content for people, I'm making content for the robots that the people are using.
Yes, you're waving a giant flag to the algorithm saying, here's the structured answer. And don't forget audio SEO. As search engines start indexing audio content more aggressively, and they are having a podcast version of every single text guide you have, ensures you are visible in voice search.
Right.
If someone asks Siri or Alexa, how do I fix this error? Having that audio asset makes you the source.
It's really about building a moat. You're securing your place in the search results of the future, whether it's text, video, or voice.
It creates a defensible position.
So let's wrap this up. We started with a relatable struggle, the documentation nightmare. We found a desktop tool, Folge, that captures that knowledge securely and privately. Then we plugged it into an industrial engine, Auto Content API, that multiplies that knowledge into video, audio, and different languages.
And the aha moment here isn't about the tools themselves. It is about the shift in mindset. It's no longer about creating content piece by piece. It's about building a content infrastructure where your role is just to provide the spark, the unique knowledge, and the machine handles the rest.
It creates a world where a single person can have the output of a media company. That's pretty empowering.
It is. But I want to leave you with a provocative thought. We've talked about how easy it is to generate content now. The cost is dropping to near zero. In a world where AI can generate infinite content, the only scarcity left is unique proprietary knowledge.
Right. The machine can't invent the process. It can only distribute it. It needs the seed.
Exactly. That is what Folge captures. That is what resides in your head. So the question is, if you have that unique knowledge, but you don't have the automated infrastructure to distribute it, would you be invisible? In the noise of infinite content, the winner isn't just the one who knows the most. It's the one who can be everywhere at once.
It's something to chew on. If you've been sitting on a pile of knowledge, maybe it's time to stop writing Word docs and start building your engine. Thanks for diving in with us today. Go build something cool.